Dreamscape presents Other Countries by Joe Bannister, narrated by Jane Copeland. 1. They won't let you on an aeroplane with a flamethrower. Rashid Iqbal didn't know much about the world, but he knew that much. He also knew that he needed papers that would pass serious examination. He was an Arab man travelling to Britain from Turkey, the front line between prosperous, self-protective Europe and the turmoil of the Middle East. The immigration officials, who would happily nod through all the tourists and businessmen, would hold their rubber stamps in abeyance until they'd taken a really good look at Rashid's documentation. His passport would be subject to close scrutiny. He would be asked the reason for his visit, and you didn't need to be a seasoned traveller to know that murder wouldn't be a good answer to give. Most things, including top-class travel documents, can be bought by a man with bottomless pockets. Rashid Iqbal's pockets were not bottomless, and he wasn't even a legal citizen of Turkey. But he had friends, and his friends had friends, and between them they'd supplied him with a passport and visa, and with letters and receipts from a college in London, which had enrolled him for a 4-week course in the English language for business users. There were other things. The address where he would be staying, the money with which he would meet his expenses, the names and phone numbers of people who would vouch for him, and all these had cost more than Rashid would ever be able to repay, even if he'd had any expectation of coming back. People he knew, people who had travelled by plane, told him what the officials at Passport Control would be watching for. First, they said, the dark skin. And after that, someone who was nervous. Someone who, though he was plainly accustomed to a warmer climate than England in September, was sweating and fidgeting with his wristwatch and looking uneasily about him. Do a crossword, they'd said. All Englishmen do the crosswords in their newspapers when they have time to kill. Time to kill. Rashid liked the sound of the words. It followed that anyone doing a newspaper crossword was already halfway to acceptability. It wouldn't matter that he didn't know any of the answers, or even that he didn't understand the clues. If he had a newspaper and a pen, and looked thoughtful and occasionally made a mark in one of the little white boxes, no one watching for terrorists and illegal immigrants would give him a second glance. Rashid had spent almost the last of his money, his own money, not that provided for him, buying an exorbitantly expensive copy of The Times in the departure lounge.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?